Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It is June 13th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling. This is your post-show review for WWE Monday Night Raw. And if you like post-show reviews, boy, are you in luck for like the next 2 weeks. Raw tonight, NXT Tuesday, AEW Wednesday, Impact Thursday, SmackDown and Rampage Friday, AAA on Saturday, Slammiversary Sunday. We're going back and doing that same schedule next week. And then the weekend after that, we got, I think, was it Forbidden Door? Yeah, Forbidden Door. My God, it's just, it's jam-packed. We got lots of great stuff for you. We'll tell you more about that later. But we got Denise Salcedo here. Denise, how are you?
What's up? I'm doing good. Happy to see you. How's it going? Feeling good. I got nothing else to say. You know, I'm running out of ideas for these intros, Sean. Hello.
How are you? I can start doing your intros if you would like.
Just start doing my intros for me.
I want to know why my camera is not as clear as yours. I know it's a more expensive camera. So
no, so I just have like my built-in webcam. I don't use a camera. I use a built-in webcam. So I don't know what's going on with you. You look super blurry.
I know.
But Sean, have you been on a diet? You look like you lost weight. Just pointing that out. Congratulations.
I've lost like 25 pounds in the last year, actually. Thank you for noticing. Thanks.
And here I am busting my butt going to the gym and nothing.
Well, I'm thinking about doing some stuff again. So I don't want to embarrass myself. So I'm back in the gym. If anybody's in the Lexington area, trains a little MMA, grappling, or pro wrestling, hit me up. I'm interested in getting back into that, but that's where the pleasantries will kind of end, Denise, because we got some unfortunate news today. Well before this show, Jeff Hardy was arrested. Just an abysmal blood alcohol level he had, like over 3 times the legal limit, Denise. His blood alcohol level was higher than almost any Cincinnati Reds batting average. That's fucking horrifying. The information that we obtained in the arrest report alleges that he was driving severely under the speed limit, weaving all over the road, had trouble pulling over. He was not very responsive when the officer says that he went to the passenger door. Then when he went to the driver's side door, Jeff Hardy had difficulty putting the car in park and it actually rolled forward. to at least one talent I spoke to, this didn't seem like a surprise. They said that they've noticed a pattern over the past couple of months, but him getting behind the wheel is a much different story, Denise. This sucks. KE775 says, have you heard any reaction with NWDB about Jeff Hardy? Yeah, I had one person say, wish he would have taken us up on our offer to get help. And it's very clear that he needs it. Denise, I don't really know what to say here, your thoughts or whatever. It's very clear. Jeff Hardy needs something. And it's to me personally, I'll say this. It's past the point of, gee, I hope he gets help. We're well past the point of that. We're hitting the and long ago hit the territory of he's going to get somebody hurt. He's going to get somebody killed. And that's the risk you run anytime you get behind the wheel and you're intoxicated.
So, I mean, there are so many things that we can touch on here. Like, I'm already, like, my brain immediately goes in five different directions of topics that we can talk about here. But I'll start off by saying that when I saw the news, I wasn't surprised either. And unfortunately, there had already been several red flags with Jeff Hardy in like the last couple of months that, you know, just kind of things that you notice. And especially like even with his exit from WWE, that was very left very open ended. There was never really like a closed ended situation there. And to me, that was a red flag. Some of the stuff that we saw in terms of his performance in AEW was a little bit of a red flag there too. And I was, when you talk about the limit and how much he had in his system and all of that, it makes me wonder, like immediately my mind goes to, you know, I don't know why people, I feel like everybody has different reasons, like why they drink or why they find themselves in these problems. So I don't even want to try and speak on that. But yeah, the first thing that popped into my head was like, you know, is this something where it's like, you know, you're drinking to numb the pain of, you know, he's a wrestler. You know that his body, and he's a wrestler.
Beyond
that has put his body
on a wrestler,
line.
He's Jeff right. Hardy. Yeah,
exactly. So my brain automatically went to, okay, maybe he's like drinking because, you know, he's trying to numb the pain. I don't know. I don't even want to try to speculate on that, but that's just really where I went. And it's something where I like, you feel bad and I feel bad. And I, you know, hope that he gets help, has been hoping he gets help for a long time, because this isn't the first thing. But at some point there's a moment where it's like, these are self-inflicted. At the end of the day, he's an adult, he's a man. And it's like, I've had family members that have gone through this exact situation, and I know that there's nothing you can do. Like, there's nothing a loved one can do. There has to be something that the person does themselves to really, really change and get the help that they need.
Nerd Guru says, I love Jeff. Hope he gets the help he needs, but it's hard to stay hopeful when he keeps doing this. Just started in AEW and he blows it. Hard to feel bad anymore. Yeah. And it affects his brother a lot from a career aspect, as it has many, many times. But we're lucky that that's all it's affecting. And we're not talking about somebody that lost their life or that we've lost Jeff himself, because that's what happens.
Dude, just 2 weeks ago, I'll tell you something, and this immediately popped into my head too, because this is serious stuff. Like, I know we're out here talking about wrestlers and wrestling, and usually, you know, it's all storyline and this and that, but this is a real situation. Just like 2-3 weeks ago, my little 12-year-old brothers, they went to their first funeral for another 12-year-old who was killed because of a drunk driver. Like, literally a 12-year-old. So like, for me, it's like immediately I just thought, like, nope, there's a point where you just don't feel bad anymore. Like, there's so many resources out there for people to get, you know, a driver, a friend, Lyft, a Uber
resources, anything. All that guy has to say is, I'm gonna log onto Twitter, hello, I'm Jeff Hardy, who wants to give me a ride from A to B? I'll talk to you a little bit while we ride. I don't care if it's an hour and a half away. Somebody's picking his ass up. Somebody, like, they even made light of it on it was supposed to be Table for Three or whatever it was, with Edge, Christian, Matt Hardy, and Jeff, where they had the wine. And I think Christian said, we'll get an Uber for you, Jeff. And Matt was like, he can't even turn his phone on. He doesn't even know how to do that. Well, at some point, you'll fucking teach him. Somebody's got to teach him. I think he's facing some serious jail time. I think that he's facing some real time for this, considering his repeated actions, and it's a dangerous thing. I hate seeing people dunk on WWE or AEW or anything like this. To me, this isn't like a dunkable thing. It's just like a wake up, man. You're gonna kill somebody. You're gonna hurt somebody. And I see a lot of people saying, "Oh well, they need to do this. They need to do that." Man's got a hearing tomorrow. When legal aspects are involved in this, you kind of see how that plays out. I'm pretty sure action's going to be taken. They are no longer advertising the ladder match, but
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I feel like even if a company or somebody were to try and step in and help, but I just said this like 2 seconds ago, it depends on the person. How much help can they help themselves? You know, I feel like putting the blame on somebody else is completely... No, you can't put the blame on somebody else. You got to put the blame on the person. And I know that, you know, everybody's a fan. I get it. I'm a fan too. We all are fans, but you got to separate like that and, you know, the serious situation that is occurring. And also we mentioned, we don't know like what's going to happen. He was, you know, they already stopped promoting the ladder match for Road Rager. They already stopped promoting that. Yeah. On top of that, the Hardy Boys were going to be making their AAA debut. They were going to be there, you know, this Saturday. And, you know, that was going to be huge. I just finished talking about that with Conan. And then it's like, oh, this is happening. And it's like, damn, like that really sucks because you do fail a lot of people when you, you know, this is an unfortunate situation, like across the board.
Somebody says he has a drinking and drug problem, not a driving problem. Oh no, he's got a driving problem as well. Polish Gent says years in jail, Sean, you're a legal dummy, man. Maybe check out the legalities behind that, buddy. But I said he's facing serious jail time. I didn't say years in jail, but, Maybe check out the legalities, as this person says. He's facing a minimum 30 days and a max of 5 years. So kindly, my friend, shut the fuck up and take that somewhere else. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We're going to be talking about WWE Raw. King D says, addiction is a disease, and like all diseases, it doesn't go away. It needs to be treated. Yes, it does, and it needs to be treated. And they need. He shouldn't have been behind the wheel anyway. He didn't have a license. First off, how'd he get a car? He's in Florida. How'd he get a car?
It was a rental car, I'm assuming, right?
Sure. So who got him the car, first off, is what I want to know. Who got him the damn car? Who gave him a vehicle if he didn't have a driver's license? Daniel R. says, I feel bad for Jeff's drinking issue once he gets behind the wheel. It's a totally different game. From a wrestling note, how will TK handle this? It'll set a precedent. Hope he's not in a match Wednesday. What should the match be? Just add FTR to it. Just add FTR to it, and they should have been in it anyway. If you're FTR, from a kayfabe perspective, how are there going to be three triple threat matches and you ain't in one of them? That's weird. Also, what are they doing Saturday? Are they on the card Saturday, Denise?
I don't think so. Are they? Let me double check.
Add them to that card. No. Add them to that card.
They're not
too.
Right now. Let me double check, but I don't think
just,
so.
Just add them to that. But, my God. It's a mess. It's a mess, and I hope it gets better. But, guys, we're here. We're going to talk WWE Monday Night Raw. Make sure you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Today, I broke news on the location for AEW All Out. I also had a lot of the plans for WWE Raw before they went on the air. Had the Backstage Report podcast today, a good 15, 20 minutes of exclusive news. Let's go ahead and talk about some WWE.
And they are not in the card.
There you go. But what I think Tony should do, suspension and in rehab immediately. And if he rejects it, you fire him. He's got to go. That's got to be the situation. Dante says, big massive dumps is trending on Twitter, which means it's time for the Fightful Raw post show with SRS.
Hey, why is big massive dumps trending on Twitter?
You're on screen, aren't you?
Hey, we need to get on that, man. Like, this is the way we need to, like, promote the podcast. Like, if there big massive dumps is trending on Twitter, we should be on it right now.
Well, we're here on this show right now, and we do hopefully hope that you guys send super chats, send humper chats. go to humperchats.com, get those in. The benefit of those is you can leave them before we go on the air. We're also going to start simulcasting a lot of these to Twitch, by the way. So if you're watching on Twitch, big thank you. That is twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Scotty Bosock says, I was looking for a clip of "Your penis is soft, let me help" to make a sound bite in its random order. But if you search that quote on YouTube, you get an educational video that's been up for 6 years of a dude rubbing oil on his uncensored wang.
What? What is the super chat? I'm so confused.
So for NXT shows and the shows that I'm not on, I've got like pre-recorded ad reads.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of them. I say, "Your penis is soft, let me help." But I'm just shocked. There's an educational video of a guy rubbing oil on his uncensored wang. Wow.
Shouldn't that be classified as porn? Is porn allowed on YouTube?
We need to get you to do a live watch along of this, Denise.
Of what? Porn on YouTube?
No.
Excuse me, I'm a lady.
It's an educational video.
I don't want to watch no educational video where a guy is rubbing his wang.
Me help. Let's see.
No, thanks.
I'm going to need this person to send me. Actually,
What are you? Are you going to play it right now? Play it right now. Come on, Sean. Succumb to peer pressure. Play it right now.
I'm not succumbing on anything. Either way, Joel Wood says, FTR been number one in the rankings since Cody came back and still haven't got a title shot. It doesn't make any sense.
The rankings discussion, I think, has not been making a little bit of sense around the bush. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Bush! Denise!
I don't know what's happening. My brain's malfunctioning.
Listen, Denise.
I was trying to say corner, and then I started thinking about like a round bush, and then like not like a bush, like a lady's bush. I'm talking about like an actual bush.
Denise. It's
no,
funny.
I'm talking about like the green one, like the one that's on the ground.
Really? Are you? Because with Manscaped, if you got bush.
Okay, promote Manscaped. Go for it.
If you got bush, Manscaped is here to help you out. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL gets you 20% off your order plus free shipping, Denise. If you're tired of beating around the bush and you're ready to get
through
some
weeds. That's what I was thinking about, beating around. I knew there was a saying with bush in it. I just messed up my saying.
What are you doing, step host? 20% off plus free shipping on all their great bundles, all their great deals. And it's not just your bush they can take care of. It's your body. They've got body wash. They've got ball toner. They've got foot deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got conditioner. They got all kinds of stuff at manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Anything in that bathroom that you need to make yourself feel better, smell better, look better, that's what you use. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Don't beat around the bush. Knock that bush down. Have it taken care of. Do some scaping on your mans down there. And use that code FIGHTFUL.
Okay, so you see what happened there? I was thinking about like around... What is the saying again? The bush one that you just said?
Beating around the bush. Denise.
Beating around the bush and around the corner. And I mixed them up both. And that's how I came up with the bush, the one I said. I messed up the saying.
Joel Wood says Denise is succumbing to her own peer pressure. And a kid named Brock says...
I can pressure myself to do anything.
Kid named Brock says got Money in the Bank tickets, was counting on the rest of the month's paycheck for flights and hotel. Caught COVID, can't work, out the money. You all warned me. Ooh, sell those, buddy. Get some. Put them on Twitter and see if one of our people will buy them.
I don't recommend selling tickets on Twitter because it automatically screams scam. Just sell it back to Ticketmaster or wherever you got it from.
The Cease twins say that their mother is listening.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Why do you say it like that? Hi. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Just saying.
Okay.
Orion Ben says, hopefully Sean and Denise don't begin tonight with a pose down. Seriously, WWE, this started like this started strong and went down like a Zeppelin. Heyman was great. Becky was great. Montez versus Jay was good. After that, maybe Owen's meltdown. Oh, boy. Well, let's go ahead and get into this. Miz TV with Paul Heyman. And then Riddle came out. Heyman is... given the rules and the history of Money in the Bank, Denise, and he's good here. I don't know if he really needed to be here. He could have been on screen or something even, but they flew his ass in. So here he is in like Omaha or some stuff.
Yeah, it was Kansas.
Kansas, who cares? Wichita, there we go. What'd you think of the Paul Heyman thing? He basically said, all right, Roman Reigns is going to beat whoever the hell wins Money in the Bank.
I think it got a nice reception from the crowd because it's like, oh, Paul Heyman's here. And he has like this, you know, Paul Heyman's respected. If you have Paul Heyman on the show, people are going to react. So I didn't mind Paul Heyman being on this. I thought he was a nice addition to this Miz TV stuff. I'd rather have Paul Heyman take part in this than it just be the Miz by himself. So yeah, no, I'm glad they included Paul Heyman into this. This was this was an okay way to open the show. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I thought that the Miz playing with the fans and the fans just being like, you suck. And he's like, I can't suck because I'm not from Kansas. I thought that was a really great line. So I kind of liked the way they did this opening. Given that I thought today's Raw was actually really good, except for the ending of the show, I thought this was a fine way to open it up.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fine too. But Riddle came out and Heyman said, by the way, I don't think you can even beat your opponent tonight. That opponent was Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa had been winning, but popping up, hitting people in the head. That's about it. We've got no character to speak of. They just brought him up, which is funny because years ago, Denise, he said, I don't want to go to the main roster. If I did, I wouldn't have signed. Well, it's pretty good indicator of why he didn't want to go up because they got nothing for him. He's just losing random matches on Raw. At least if he's going to lose a match, I'll say losing a match to a guy a few days before he's about to compete for the WWE World title ain't so bad. But the match itself I thought was good. But how are you feeling about Ciampa's direction?
Okay, so first of all, I mean, there is not really a direction like you just said right now, but
correct.
I think it could be worse. It could be worse. He could be in a situation like Ezekiel. He could be in, well, I mean, it's working for Ezekiel, but let's say they would have given something like that to Ciampa. Lord knows it probably would not have worked. I mean, we don't know, right? But he could have been given like a really terrible character, a really terrible concept, and it could have been worse. So at least right now that he's just kind of like floating there, given what I've seen on Raw, it could be worse, okay? But regardless, true, though, I want to put over this match, though, because I did think that Riddle and Ciampa, it was up there. I thought the wrestling tonight that we saw on Raw was pretty damn good. It was solid across the board. And this was definitely one of them. Like, this wasn't a long match by any means, but I loved it because right off the bat, we had, like, Matt Riddle take him down to the ground. You saw a couple of strikes from both guys. I loved the knees. All really good stuff that we saw in this match. So, personally, I loved it. Like, for me, even though it was like so short, I don't know how long it was, but it was a short match. If you're gonna do these kinds of matches, do them the way that you did tonight, because they both looked good. Ciampa, again, he has no direction, but Matt Riddle, like you said, is going into the, you know, this big matchup, etc. This was a great win for Matt Riddle. He looked good. It was entertaining. And you know what, Ciampa, by all accounts, I do not see him as a jobber. He's not a jobber to me. And I know some people will argue that and be like, oh, he's a jobber on Raw. I don't really see him that way on the roster. I still see him a notch above that. So to me, having Matt Riddle defeat Tommaso Ciampa, a competitor like Tommaso Ciampa in the match that he did, was a win across the board.
Yeah, I was happy with this match. If Ciampa is going to lose, again, I don't have nearly a problem with him losing to a guy who's about to compete for the world title. And the pace was really quick. They fit what they could in that amount of time, and I thought it was fine.
I loved it. I thought it was a little bit more than fine. I've seen like fine on Raw, and it's been like awful. This is decent. That's true. Thumbs up, I think.
Joel says at least Ciampa isn't Slapjack with a mask over his face.
There you go. That's what I mean. That could have been
him. That could have been him. But after the Riddle segment, and they went right into Montez Ford versus Jimmy Uso. Montez is ready. I was actually surprised that he lost this match, Denise. Montez looks like he is just right around the corner or right around the bush, as you say, from being a main event talent. And I got to say, Dawkins has upped his game a lot too, but I mean, he wasn't in this match. I was surprised Jimmy Uso won this. I thought that this was part of the ascent of Montez.
This would have been a good qualifier, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it would have been.
Because for a second, I was like, wait, is this a qualifier? And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's not a qualifier. I thought this match was really good. I loved it. It was the first match of the night, right? Yeah, okay. It was the first match of the night. I thought it was a really good way to kick off the show. And knowing that that was the first match and then everything that we saw follow after it, there's another match that's better that we'll talk about later on. But this one, I think, was definitely up there. I liked it. It got a good amount of time. I think that, you know, Montez, we've seen them in so many tag teams and six mans and this and that, but I thought that this one definitely carried over in a good way. And I loved, I think it was Jimmy, was it Montez? One of them did a suplex on the other guy on the apron, and I really liked that. I thought that looked really good. And then, yeah, I really like this. Honestly, I thought it could have been a qualifier easily. But yeah. I did think Montez Ford was also going to win. My bad. I did think the same thing.
And I mean, I don't find anything wrong with Jimmy Uso winning. It seems very, very clear that they're heading towards Money in the Bank and a tag title match. But the way that they've done things lately, it wouldn't shock me if they just put it on SmackDown or Raw or something like that, because they've just been like, okay, the World Tag Title Unification, we'll do that here on SmackDown. Oh, well, no, World Title Match, we'll do that on SmackDown. So, my God, who knows what they're going to do? Joel Wood says, Montez looked like he ate the old Montez and put on an extra 30 pounds of muscle. He looks incredible.
Think he did that for a reason?
I mean, yeah, I think he knows that Vince likes that, probably.
Oh, he knows what Vince likes. Okay.
Cheese says, thank you to my great friend Shane for the great SRS cameo. Sean, thanks for the birthday wishes. Became an Arkansas fan due to 40 minutes of hell, which seems lightweight compared to the last 3 hours. Hollywood Salcedo for life. Woo, pig suey. Arkansas sucks. Sorry, bud.
I've never been to Arkansas.
Me either.
I think I went to Alabama.
But happy birthday to my friend.
No, never mind. I'm confusing it. I went to Arizona.
I've been out.
Sorry. I was like, okay, I know it's a state with an A. I just can't remember what it was. It was Arizona.
You just confused Alabama and Arizona.
And Arkansas. They're all the same to me.
They're really not anywhere near the same.
No, when I went to Arizona, I went to this small little town and I had like a really freakish experience where I wanted to die because I walked in. I went to like this like regular restaurant. And now keep in mind, I was traveling with my family. So we like all got off in this like small little random town. And like think of like, sounds you just see like personal. A bunch of loud Mexicans coming out of a car and everybody was staring at us. Oh my God. I'd never felt so loud in my life. And then there was some signs that I saw that I was like, it was those small towns. It wasn't like Glendale, Arizona, like when I went to like, or Phoenix, because that's when I went to WrestleMania 26. No, this was something totally different.
Damn. Josh says, what are your thoughts on Thunder Rosa sandbagging her opponents? It's pretty evident to me in that last match on Dynamite, the Marina Shafir match. I even mentioned it. It's like it looked like just Marina just heaved her overhead and suplexed her. I like matches like that are a little gritty and a struggle, but I'm not of the belief you should actively work against your opponent. I've not heard that directly from Rosa. Maybe there was a miscommunication or something like that, but a lot of people noticed it. It seemed pretty evident they weren't on the same page, Denise.
Oh, I just like, I haven't been too big on what they've been doing with Shafir, what I've seen so far. So, yeah.
Anti and Brick says, think Cena will be at Money in the Bank. I do. I think if Reigns isn't going to be there and Cody's isn't going to be there, I think they really need Cena there.
Amen. They really do. I mean, who else do they got?
Matt says, ready for a breath of fresh air or a fresh of breath
air. You know
what?
At least I finally outdid end of the day, you know? And then I outdid a fresh breath of whatever with the Bush one now. So
says, thoughts on the Andrade New Japan situation. Okay, so I mean, because Andrade works AAA, New Japan feels like they can't use him. because of their CMLL connection. That had long been an issue with ROH working with AAA as well. Like the CMLL AAA stuff has caused it has been the one big barricade to, I think, Denise, a major super show involving everybody. If you get over that hurdle, boy, a lot of those floodgates really seem to open.
Yeah, and this to me, like, this is all CMLL. CMLL is just like super. So this is gonna sound really bad, but they're like, they're kind of super petty. Like, they just don't forget about anything. I don't know how to explain. Okay, so long story short, I connect with CMLL. I never let my fiance forget about his ex-girlfriends. I don't forget about the past ever. That's CMLL. They don't forget about the past ever. They'll always bring it up and they'll always be mad about it.
That used to be New Japan as well. They used to act like that a lot. Yeah. But then they kind of let it go, which is...
It sucks. It really sucks for the talent, and you know, it holds things back, and you know, hopefully they change their way of thinking, but I doubt it because it's been forever.
Becky Lynch, Dana Brooke, 24/7 title match. I saw this and I was like, maybe Becky's going to win the damn title. Nope. In the middle of the match, she stops, cuts a promo about Asuka, and says she wants to qualify for Money in the Bank. Nerd Guru says that she's turning chicken shit into chicken salad. Last week, the segment was bad, but this week I enjoyed it. She's doing incredible character work, and I can't wait for the payoff. She could win the briefcase along with Seth. She could, Denise, but you know what? You didn't need to book this match again to do this at all. You didn't need to do this again. Why?
Sean. Now, let's take a second here. Breathe, relax, because if you go all crazy and you emotional tweet, people on Twitter will tell you to die because you're a dumb, stupid bitch. That's what happened to me last week when I talked about this. Okay?
Oh, God.
First of all, it can't get any worse than what they did last week, in my opinion. Secondly, I was so thankful that they didn't do this match today. Are you kidding me? I love the way this worked out. I'm like, good. We didn't do this. I don't need to see that match again. I already ranted. I made my peace with the events that occurred last week. So I'm glad that things turned out the way they did today, because I didn't need to see a replay of last week.
I didn't need, I mean, you didn't need to see a replay of last week. They didn't have to do the match, Denise.
I know they didn't, but I'm just saying, you know what the theme of the today is? It could have been worse. That's today's thing.
Oh, God.
It could have been worse.
We've switched roles here.
Last week.
We've switched roles here. My gosh. Hey, somebody says you all are absolute golden night. No, it's not a super chat, but the new Herman Miller looks great, Sean. Which one did you end up ordering? My chair. I got the Aeron, but you know what? Listen, great chair, but I'm not going to praise it too much because I had to pay for this chair.
So you haven't sold your soul out.
No, they can pay me if they want me to talk about it regularly on the air.
I respect that.
Joel says, well, we're talking about the women. Have you heard anything about Sasha and Naomi? Are you still of the belief that both will return? Eventually, yeah. I don't think we've seen the last of either one in WWE. I think Sasha will probably be back on a part-time basis deep in the future or something. I don't know about Naomi at this
point. How deep in the future? We'll be talking now here, like a month?
I think 2 years? By WrestleMania, they'll be coming calling for her. That's how I feel. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Valab became a 6-month sub. Big thank you over there on Twitch. We don't, I think Luis is keeping track of the bits over there as well. But not sure how that works, but we are simulcasting on Twitch now. It's a good time.
Denise. Now you sound like such a dad. Well, there's bits and this is happening.
Muted. Just wait, Denise. I'm meeting your mother in person.
Yeah, you are. You're going to be terrified of her. I know you think that you're going to be all like charming and Mr. Whatever, but you're going to be, if you think I'm bougie, if you think I'm Mrs. Hollywood, wait till you meet my mom. Oof, you're not ready.
Oh, I think I'm ready.
You're not ready. You're going to be terrified.
Oh, I think I'm ready.
No.
I'm very ready.
I was going to ask you something and I forgot. Damn.
Who gives a shit? Anyway, Asuka comes out. They brawl. They've got a match next week. It is the third match that they've had since last month, one-on-one. It'll be the fifth match overall they've had since last month. And I had people say, and bet it'll be a banger. Again, WWE scripts this shit. They do not have to script the same shit over and over and over. Will the match be good? I'm sure. I also think it'll end in a no contest and they'll both go to Money in the Bank, Denise.
I'm sorry. I was just imagining you dancing this whole entire time.
Oh.
All right. What are we talking
about? There'll be some dancing. Denise, I just laid out that whole goddamn segment for you.
Just tell me. I'm sorry. Just tell me really quickly.
Asuka, Becky Lynch, they're wrestling next week.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that is good. I'm sorry. I just needed a refresher really quickly. Uh-huh. Okay. So in terms of this, it feels... like, I know this is going to be a qualifier, which is good, but it feels like there could have been more of this, like, built for this match for Asuka Becky Lynch in terms of, like, saving it, not for it to be a qualifier. Mm-hmm. I just think it shouldn't be a qualifier.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
It shouldn't be a qualifier. I think it should have been a different match. Just muted. Because I think you...
Joel says, so I guess we don't see either one this summer. Always thought Naomi would return first. But I guess not. The division could use them. The division, multiple divisions could use them. The tag team division, the women's division. There's like three different divisions that they could be used in, and they've not been used in. And wish they could come to terms, but if they don't feel they're being used correctly, then I don't blame them for stepping out. Ezekiel versus Kevin Owens, Denise. Well, this got interesting at the very least. Kevin Owens loses via countout. They've got good chemistry. I loved specifically, it looked like it was going to be a belly-to-back suplex, but then it ended up being like a fall-away slam, and Ezekiel just heaved Kevin Owens, just tossed him. That was a very impressive spot, but Kevin Owens gets mad at commentary and starts flipping out and gets counted out, Denise. And after the match, Ezekiel is like, I'm not done with Kevin Owens, but I got other stuff to worry about. That's Money in the Bank. So it seems like he's heading towards Money in the Bank. But then he says, Elias is coming back next week to perform a concert. I'm excited, Denise.
All right. So what do you think they're actually doing? Do you think they're going to have somebody that like looks like Elias, or they're going to have him like stick a beard on himself and, you know, be Elias? What do you think the game plan's here? Because I'm going with the beard route. I think they're going to just have him put like a beard on.
You know how I would have done it?
How?
I would have had Ezekiel like be written off after the pay-per-view. And he goes away for like 3 or 4 weeks and he grows a beard.
Wait, after the last pay-per-view or after Money in the Bank?
After he lost. Okay. But you film stuff with Ezekiel backstage. You film something. You get the best Hollywood beard experts you can.
They got the money to do it.
I know. You have him grow his hair out for an additional month. He comes out, he does the concert, he goes through the curtain, and I mean, they quickly shave him. They quickly cut his hair, and he walks right back out, and he starts clapping. And he's so proud of his brother, and he's like, oh, I missed him. I can't believe I missed him. Oh, I want it so bad.
Sean, I've never been a man in my life. I've never had to shave a beard in my life. How fast do you think they can actually properly shave a beard without ripping the guy's face off?
So that's the thing. He should come out there with like the little like paper towel pieces.
Bro, see, hold the phone. Your pitch is for them to shave him so that he can come out todo trasquilado. That is so mean.
Yes.
That is savage, son. You're literally volunteering this poor man to get cut a million times on his face just so they can shave him. There's ways that they could have done this without having to do a live shoot shaving.
Do it like here. Somebody says you could do it in a commercial break. I just want it so bad.
A beautiful 4 minutes to. They could have easily done like a. I feel like it's television. There's ways that they could have gone about it.
You know what would be funny? they could pre-film Elias walking around backstage and it could run in a picture-in-picture break as he's actually getting shaved. So it looks like he's coming through Gorilla.
Come on, give me this. I'll give you that one. There's got to be more than like 30 seconds to get the guy properly shaved, okay?
Or, I mean, Kevin Owens could be up
there. Who's going to shave him? Is he going to shave himself or somebody doing
it
for
him? Maybe. Maybe he's using Manscaped. I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Ben's going to be like,
good shit, pal. We got to shave you.
Joel Woods says, if Ezekiel doesn't bring back Damian Sandow as Elias for a cameo, what are we doing? Buddy Sandow, Sandow shaved too.
Just Cedric, get a beard off of Amazon and super glue it. Gosh.
Cedric Alexander versus MVP. MVP gets the win. MVP said that he wanted to prove to Cedric he's not on the level. I guess you could say MVP was basically like, I don't fight jobbers.
Bruh.
So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Jericho MVP thing.
Subscribe to
FightfulSelect.com. I talked to both Jericho and MVP, and Jericho said, not a lot more to say. I don't fight jobbers. MVP said, I don't like him. Don't respect him anymore. We used to be friends. We're not anymore. It almost went down at the hotel. Well, it depends on who you ask.
It would have been a juicier story if they did go, like,
I can tell you that wrestlers are interested in that. I had like 10 wrestlers hit me up and say what happened.
Of course. Everybody likes the tea. Everybody loves the drama. Everybody pretends like they don't. Like we're all high and mighty. Are you kidding me? We all love the drama.
We do love it. We do love it.
So tell us, paint us the story for those that don't know.
So they were at the hotel after AEW in Houston. MVP was visiting some people, some former WWE people and just some people he knew. And I was told Jericho came down basically in pajama pants.
No, in pajama pants.
Yeah. And I was, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, Jericho was probably drunk. I heard he was not. So, and MVP walked over towards him. And I'm told that the motions that he made pretty well indicated that he was ready to have at least a heated conversation and invited Jericho out to sort of rectify their issues. And Jericho got on the elevator. And as the door closes, he goes, I don't fight jobbers. Oh, damn. Well,
this is very like, this is a hard conversation to talk about because you know their interactions on Twitter.
That's and I'm told that that led to a more private, perhaps more disrespectful conversation between themselves.
Right. And given the subject that was at hand during that time, I feel like, you know, I'm not surprised. Like, dude, come on. How many people didn't beef during that? How many people aren't still beefing with other people because they realized, holy shit, we're not on the same page. Person A thinks person B is an idiot and person B thinks person A is an idiot. And, you know, it's just drama. Everybody had some sort of drama with somebody due to political aspects. And I don't blame them for having their issues. I don't blame, you know, MVP for saying what he said during that time and, you know, Jericho doing his thing. I mean, they seem very different in their ideologies. And you know what? It's expected that they're going to have beef with each other.
Yeah. You don't like everybody that you work with. Denise and I can attest to that.
That's exactly true. But yet, you know what? Every Monday I show up and I do this job.
You do the job. Indeed. For the Ace Savage says Jericho versus MVP at Forbidden Door, if only. I mean, some people would want to watch it. Joel says Jericho doesn't fight jobbers. He puts them in his factions. Looking at you, Hager. I think Hager's in incredible shape now. I think he's doing really, really well now.
Dude, I wasn't expecting that match with Eddie Kingston to be as good as it was. Like, I kid you not. I was expecting like a random ass whatever match. It ended up being so much better than I thought.
Send in your Elias pitches, super chats, or humper chats, and leave a thumbs up on this video. Got some interviews coming up this week. Steve Macklin is one of them. Wonderfully,
was this interview shot in the 1900s?
It was shot last month. Yes, but this one was going to be released immediately, but my mic pack.
Sean, you need to do something. Please rename your playlist to Sean Ross Sapp's Antiques for your interview. Sean Ross. House Saps Antiques.
I could probably get RJ City to watch them if I name them that. Chris says the only difference between those pitches is Vince Russo is 25 bros. I don't care. It'd be funny. It'd be creative, and it'd be different.
Bro, shave his beard, bro.
Kid named Brock.
You know what? I ain't going to talk because I'm still in my bro face. Sorry, Sean. Continue
Kid
on.
Kid named Brock bro. Says, update from last week. I was about to ask the girl out I had a crush on, but overheard she was taken. Kid named Brock is sad. Listen, here's what you do. You walk up to her boyfriend, you grab a tray, you crack him over the head, and you let him know that you're not his bitch. That's basically how it works.
It depends. Is her boyfriend like a really nice guy, or is he like a bad boy?
Because bad cares? Boys always win. Take her. With consent, obviously.
I was giving him some advice. If he gives off the bad boy vibe, all of a sudden she's going to be like,
Give off the bad boy vibe if you crack the sumbitch over the head with a tray.
Okay, then fine. I agree.
Assert your dominance. Eloquent says, see, look, he gets it exactly.
Assert your dominance.
Eloquent says, off topic, did you catch Jay White Okada? I sure did. That was a slapper. It was very good. And Jay White's incredible. Jay White is so fantastic. I love him as champ. Oh, man. Dream Ninja says, just got home from Raw. My wife and I left after Bianca's segment. Crowd popped loudest for Alexa and Riddle. Pump for Rhea Bianca. Sections of the arena available were full, but a lot were blocked off. Well, you left at the right time, my friend. Thank you for your report there. Let's go ahead and talk about Alexa Bliss, because a lot of people were very excited after that four-way about Liv and Alexa maybe teaming up. And, you know, what I don't like is Liv just bouncing from partner to partner to partner. But
what's wrong with bouncing from partner to partner to partner, Sean? Are you kink shaming?
Anyway,
you always do it to me. Damn. So I might as well get some revenge on here. You're always making me feel shitty about things I say.
What kind of kinks have you established on this show, Denise?
What?
That you just asked if I was kink shaming and you said I always shame you. Which ones have you established on the
air?
No,
you shame me for shaming others. Yeah.
We're going to just pick this back up with the review here. A lot of people were very excited to see Alexa and Liv team up. And people asking if this is still a wrestling post show. Barely. But they work really well together. And I think this is the most natural teammate that Liv Morgan has had. And Alexa looked like really excited to be that, to be her tag team partner. As Shoot Named Johnny says, no ring on her finger. Take your shot, kid. There's not one on mine, but there should be. It just makes me less aerodynamic when I type. And Denise is getting married in a couple months. But Alexa.
Wait, what are you talking about? He's telling Brock. He's not talking to us. He's telling Brock. He wasn't taking a shot at you or me. He was talking to Brock. Sean, where's your head?
Listen. The tweets that we get sometimes.
I know, but this was weird. a discussion from 30 seconds ago.
We talked about the Brock thing. That was 5 full minutes ago.
Oh my gosh, you don't have an intention. You can't remember what you talked about 5 minutes ago?
Denise, I sat there and ran down the Asuka Becky Lynch match. And 20 seconds later, you said, what were we talking about? I forgot.
Well, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else when you were talking, but I'm just trying to tell you that I'm just trying to help this person get their super chat read properly.
Well, he said, Brock, not you, Jesus. Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you put him on the spot.
Listen, let's stop with the dating advice. How about that?
Why? It's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, my God.
I hope Brock continues to come to us with his problems.
Hopefully they're not problems for long. Hopefully he cracks a sumbitch over the head with a tray.
No, Sean, honestly, we're going about this all wrong. We need to do an advice segment where people ask us questions and we help them solve problems in their lives. I feel like I would be really good at that.
Either way, Nikki A.S.H. has new gear. I like it. Alexa seems really keen on teaming with Liv. That makes me happy. You're trying not to yawn because you're so excited.
No, I'm upset. I'm honestly upset right now. I'm upset that I freaking pitched a wonderful idea and you just shot that shit down and then reminded me that I DM'd you like 2 months ago with another idea and asked me if you ever got back to me on my idea.
What idea?
The idea that I gave you like 2 weeks ago.
What was the idea?
The one about when if you go to Las Vegas, that idea. You never got back to me on that.
I didn't read it.
That's even worse.
Ace Savage is Denise's dating advice.
Please, I would love Denise to give people dating
like
advice.
One guy ever.
Yeah, but I'm a savage. Like, I could give some really great advice. And I've been in a relationship for a long time. I know what it takes. I'm so good at, like, relationships. It's amazing. I give everybody advice. People come to me for advice.
I bet they do.
And life, because I have my life together. Sean, I'm a very, very, like, well-rounded, pretty good, solid person. People come to me for questions, like, for advice. I'm just here to offer my services.
See, this is why Fightful was getting shit on in the spaces today.
Okay, I highly doubt we're... No.
No, we weren't.
No, I was not the reason
you
because...
Did. Brick Bat said Sean's Kunk is muting people. I wanted to end this show in under an hour and Denise won't shut the fuck up. What are we doing?
Well, I'm pissed, okay? Ain't nobody talking about me in the spaces, okay?
Well, nobody's talking about you in the super chats either. Sorry to this person for me thinking that I meant Denise, but buddy, we get a lot of weird chats. Why am I hearing an echo, Denise?
Your brain's malfunctioning?
Probably. Hamp Connell says, no more women's division tag titles. I'll do my best to get an update on that soon. But Liv Morgan,
Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan.
Yeah, they won. KE775 says there's going to be 7 or 8 people in Money in the Bank. I would say probably 8, but I'm good with Liv and Alexa going here. I like Nikki's new gear. Dewdrop is still doing really, really good work.
I liked this match. Short, but good. I thought Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan were the clear people to win this match, and they went that direction. I like that. I thought Dewdrop did good in terms of, like, bringing her... What? her power? What? Bringing her power? I don't know. Okay. Fuck, I was trying to talk about Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan and how I legitimately think that. Okay, I'll just be real with you. So
but.
I quit the show. Holy shit, I quit the show. I was literally about to give some brilliant freaking analysis and now that just went to the shitter.
Did you just say shitter? You know it's all about that. But.
I hate myself. I hate my life.
Did you say analysis? You mean anal assist? You know it's all about life. But.
So I have a vision. And my vision for Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss, like just looking at them, I just feel there is so much that they can do. And from like a marketing standpoint, like just the way that you like advertise them, the way that they dress up, the way that you package them as a team. There is so much potential there. Like Jesus Christ, they are leaving money on the table with these two girls as a team. They would just get over with like everybody, like literally package them as a tag team. And they would do so well, I think. And anyways, regardless of that, I thought this was the right way to go with Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan. It was cute. And I have a feeling that this isn't going to be the end of them possibly teaming up together. I think everybody is sort of on the same wavelength right now where they're feeling it. Like people are feeling the vibe that Alexa and Liv should be a tag team. Now just send those vibes to Vince.
Veer beat Rey Mysterio. Veer is a babyface to me. That man on Twitter is such a wonderful, kind man. And also, Rey Mysterio's son is a 25-year-old adult with 100 matches under his belt. Rey needs to butt the fuck out. I like Veer. I like him. I like him way better than Rey Mysterio and Dominic right now.
Everybody likes Veer, okay? He's popular. We like Veer, okay?
He rules. Yeah. Veer's awesome. Veer wins. I kind of wish they would have put Veer and Rey on the pay-per-view. It would have made it feel a little bit more important. Because at what point do you move Veer up to where he gets pay-per-view matches? Because so often...
I don't think they're going to do it.
You don't think he's ever going to get pay-per-view matches?
I mean, I'm sure he will, but I don't think he's going to be like... I just don't think they see him at a past a certain point, though.
Also, a reason why Veer's a babyface to me is that he beat up Dominic on the outside. Because, sorry, Dominic.
It was a terrible boot, though. I didn't like that boot. Yeah, that it was super good. Weak. It was barely good. A toe. Like, Veer's toe got Dominic's face.
I want to see him do more things. I got to see something different.
You mean you got to see him with different opponents? Because yeah, it's been true. Dominic and Rey Mysterio for like ever. And then those people that we didn't even know that were lookalikes of other wrestlers.
You're not wrong.
So, I mean, I don't want to shit on Dominic today because I already did like 100 times and I feel bad. But like they need to do something because this is the time where Rey Mysterio is like, who knows how many years left he has in terms of actually being, you know, active in the ring. We should be seeing matches with Rey Mysterio that are like, this is it. This is the final chapter or something, you know, the dream matches that we could be seeing with Rey and, you know, all these other guys. And instead, he's just being watered down. And I hate to say it because, you know, it's his son, but this is watering him down really badly. They need to do something. They need to separate them. I don't know. They need to do something because it's stinking up the place.
Speaking of watering down, Mustafa Ali lost to Chad Gable. A fine match with as quick as it was, but we deserve more than the 3 minutes we got out of this. Chad Gable wins with a German suplex. Probably ain't going anywhere, but Mustafa Ali on Raw. It's all right, but like, my God, like just give him 2 or 3 more minutes. A few more minutes is all.
You know what, Sean? It was a really good 3 minutes, though. I loved those 3 minutes. I thought they were really great. They were good. Otis did good. I mean, sorry. Otis out on the outside chanting.
Make sure you take advice from Denise. Especially romance advice. She's satisfied after 3 minutes. 3 minutes of just like, okay performance, and Denise is happy.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell you here that Chad Gable and Mustafa Ali had a really nice 3 minutes, okay? It was a quickie. It was good. Moving on. I want to put over Otis here for a second because Otis was on the outside chanting all of these things at Chad Gable, and it was funny as hell. He was saying like, I forgot what he was saying now, but whatever it was that he was saying made me laugh during that time. This was a good match. Damn.
It was a good match. It's just I wanted just 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes of it. Come on. Come on. 2 more minutes. Hey, what's that over there? Says maybe the reason Rey keeps butting into Dominic matches is because he's trying to protect Eddie's son. I don't give a damn who it is. It's a 25-year-old man.
No, it's a 25-year-old boy. You never met a 25-year-old boy?
Dad says, watching the Mysterios get shit on is my favorite part of the week. Hey, whatever does it for you, man. Judgment Day promo. We also had Bianca's promo, but it was Rhea going, "Oi, over here, Bianca." So about 5 years ago when we did the SmackDown review, there was a running gag because Jinder would pop up on the Titantron and he'd be like, "AJ, up here, AJ."
No, did he do that to Randy too?
Randy, up here, Randy.
I can't do the Jinder voice.
And as Rhea popped up there, I was like, "Please say up here. Please say up here." And she said, "Oi, over here." And I was like, "Yeah,
here, Randy."
I was so excited. Hey, I'm excited for Bianca and Rhea. I still don't think Rhea should have lost to Liv in the lead up to the last pay-per-view, but this match is going to help.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to hump for sure. On top of that, I really do think that this has been an upgrade, though, from the Judgment Day with Edge. This has been a little bit of an upgrade. I know it still looks a little bit, you know, a little off, a little goofy, but I really do think it's an upgrade. I thought that Rhea did all right. I'm wondering, is she still reading from a teleprompter? No, right?
Probably. I mean,
a little bit of an eye, like
the material still sounds like the previous Judgment Day. Like, oh, you stupids here in Wichita.
They didn't say mountain of omnipotence, though.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a win. That's a big win. They could have easily left them with that. I didn't mind this one. I thought it was a harmless. Oof. Sean, you're frozen. Sean's frozen and he looks half asleep. Oh, great. You're frozen. Sean, come back. Come back. Come back. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I don't have access to anything, but subscribe to Fightful Select. Buy Manscaped, code Fightful. Buy Blue Chew, code Fightful. Sean is still frozen, and I need him here on the show because he's the one who knows what's going on. In the meantime, so this weekend, I will be here on Saturday to talk about Triple Manía. That's going to be really fun. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a loaded show. And then Sunday, I will be here to talk about Slamversary. So that'll be a good show. And freaking Sean just disappeared, and I have no access. Oh, you're back. Thank God. Bro, I was pulling stuff out of my butt to talk about on this show.
You were doing what? You know what's all about my butt. I'm here. I'm here. So
get your Ethernet cable?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened, but not thrilled about it. But either way, is Dom this generation's Eric Watts? He's better than Eric Watts already. Yeah, he is. RH says, hi, Step Host and SRS. You two are great. Want to put over Kylan King in your interview with her. She is the effing king. All hail the king. I loved talking to Kylan King. I've been trying to for a year.
My interview with Kylan King was better than your interview. So come watch my interview with Kylan King because it's way better than Sean's.
Salcedo, Kylan King.
Are you trying to bury my interview?
When
you
was it?
You always try to interview people like right after I interview them so that you're like,
you mean your one from January? No. Do you mean
your one from January? Okay, you have an issue with it?
No, I bet it was a great interview. Kylan King's great.
It was a great interview.
Yeah, that's great. Kid named Brock says, a little behind on stream. Don't worry, Denise. I'll keep coming back for your advice. Best part of my week is seeing you two answer my super chats. Shit.
Technically, I'm like Brock's mother because Brock and I are the same age difference as me and my mom.
Oh, Queen Monet says,
I only want to talk about your age.
Queen Monet says the Judgment Day promo was great, especially Rhea's promo towards Bianca. It was our best promo. So excited. This version of Judgment Day is better. I wasn't big on the promo itself.
Dude, it was an improvement, Sean. Take it for what it is. It could have been worse.
I say that all the time and you bury me for it. It could have been worse. Whatever.
Well, you can blame the Twitter stans. They killed my hopes and dreams.
Let's talk about what this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Could have been the main event. Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. Seth Rollins did an interview backstage. He had the sledgehammer that he attacked Cody with. You had AJ Styles saying, Money in the Bank is the one thing that's eluded me. Seth Rollins wants to get back there because he has, quite honestly, probably the most memorable cash-in in history, right? So he's headed back there. Denise, this is what I said needed to happen. Seth should win Money in the Bank. We get a really outstanding match between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. Seth Rollins ends up winning it. I am all in favor of this. I like for things to make sense. So, Seth Rollins loses a bunch of matches. How does he get back in the title picture? He gets that goddamn briefcase. That's how. And it makes sense because all you got to do is win a qualifier. If you're WWE, why would you not put him in there? I know that I'm big on wins and losses and all that, but hey, you know what? This guy has the most memorable cash-in in history, the greatest cash-in in history, main evented WrestleMania with it, won the world title. So yeah, you're going to put him in a qualifying match, especially if you got Ezekiel in contention for this thing. I thought all of this was awesome. This is probably the highlight of Raw for me. I saw nothing wrong with any of this.
Yeah, and it kind of left me thinking like, damn, I wanted AJ Styles in it too, though. Yeah. But anyways, dude, this was the best match of the night. Seth Rollins and AJ Styles did a phenomenal job together. Like, if this was the match that you wanted, it was a very lengthy match. It was the perfect amount of time for it. I loved the finish. I thought that was really good. They kept it just like, it was a good wrestling match, and I think given the fact that we had a string of good matches, and this was somewhere like kind of towards, was it like towards the, I forgot if it was towards the third hour, but it like towards the end, right? It was like midway. Regardless, we had like a string of matches that I thought like beginning to end were all pretty damn good, and this match and then the first match of the night were really the standouts for me, where it was like, I don't even remember the last time we had this many consecutive good matches on Monday Night Raw. It's not very often that that happens, and tonight was definitely one of those nights. Like, this the match quality changed my perception of Raw today, because I just thought it was everything was really good. Even the ones that you would have thought like, oh, weren't going to be such a big deal, they all ended up being very good.
Up until like 6 months ago, rarely were there like bad matches on Raw. Usually they were pretty passable. And then they started to put a lot of people in the ring that probably weren't ready or just were rusty.
Or you just didn't care about.
Or you didn't care about. And now that, again, they're replaying everything, I'm sure we're going to get this match again if AJ's even around, but
I mean, we cared today because at least you had the qualifiers, but not all the matches were qualifiers, and even the matches that weren't qualifiers were still good.
That's a fair point. Hey, what's that over there says, would love to see a program with this version of Seth versus the current Jay White. Oh, I think that'd be fantastic. Jay White has developed into one of the best promos and just performers in the world. Storm and Norm, a 14-month member of Fightful, thank you, says, over under 20 matches for Seth and AJ until Cody returns. Love to see them go 20 minutes at a PLE for stakes bigger than a qualifier. Stay juicy. I'm gonna say under, because I don't think AJ's gonna work that many live events, but I would love to see them on a pay-per-view for something, Denise.
For something, I agree.
And you know what? If you're tired of watching those PLEs, those PPVs on Peacock, I got your solution. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click on the fastest VPN in the world, and you get a great deal, an additional month free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, I mentioned you could watch it on something besides Peacock if you're in the States, because you can change your virtual location and subscribe to overseas services so you can get access to the WWE Network again. If you miss that layout, there you go, NordVPN.com/Fightful. And it's got that threat protection, block online trackers, block malware, and annoying pop-up ads. This past weekend, I ordered that UFC pay-per-view via overseas services, and I saved a bunch of money. Basically, the amount of money that I ended up saving effectively paid for NordVPN for a full year. So NordVPN.com/Fightful works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, even your router and your television. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I use this every day, and I love it. Got to show some love to NordVPN.com/Fightful. A lot more love than I'm going to show Lashley in theory. This was stupid. This was pointless. This was dumb as hell. They flexed, and then Austin Theory sprayed baby oil in his eyes. The same way I think it was Ultimate Warrior and Dino Bravo did in 1989, Denise, is what Jimmy said, at the Royal Rumble. They're recycling 33-year-old stuff. Or it was the Warrior Rude pose down is what it was at the 1989 Rumble. My bad. I do not remember that. But this was stupid. This was dumb. This was a shitty main event segment. I didn't give a damn about it. The only way I could have liked it is if Bobby Lashley did the ass pose, Denise. That was it. The Leo Rush. Hit him with the pose, Bobby! If Leo Rush would have came out and said that, I would have been like, all right, this is good. But he didn't. He didn't. So let's go home, because this sucked ass. This was so stupid. Baby oil to the eyes.
Wait, so did you think the entire thing was stupid, or just the baby oil to the eyes?
The damn thing was stupid.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize this was the main event of the show. I was still expecting something else to happen. I was watching and I was still sitting there waiting for the next thing to occur. And I was like, oh my God, it's 8 o'clock. The show's over.
They were like, we're going up against the fourth quarter of game five. To hell with this. Rollins and AJ Styles should have been the main event. This sucked ass. Ken Shiro says it's promotional malpractice to have Bobby in a pose down and not have him hit us with his favorite pose. This company. I agree. He's got to hit him with his favorite pose.
I will say this. Have I said this before on the show when I interviewed? At the SummerSlam thing, remember the media thing? When Bobby Lashley came to me and he was wearing like this super tight shirt. Yeah. But I was amazed, and I don't want to sound like a pervert or anything, but I was amazed at like the amount of like muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles. I'd never seen anything like it. And he was wearing a shirt. It was crazy. You ever see somebody and just go like, damn, bro, you're winning. He was winning.
Rob Wilkins says tonight was brought to you by IcoPro. Well, tonight sucked in that main event segment. The wrestling, good. But Rollins style should have main evented that. No reason not to. Amanda says, I'm watching on delay, but I appreciate SRS replaying the It's All About the Butt video. You know it's all about the butt.
I apologize to our audio listeners.
I don't. Hey, what's that over there? Says Sami Zayn's going to win Money in the Bank after Heyman convinces him to win it for the Bloodline. I'm loving Sami as like.
Did you see that edit? The one of him or like the one of. Never mind. I don't even remember.
No, I didn't. I'll look for it.
I got to look for it.
But guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. I got an interview with Steve Macklin coming out this week. My mic pack didn't work, but it picked up the audio just fine on the camera. Wonderful. Let's mute Denise.
How do you always have issues, Sean? How do you always have issues, Sean? I don't know.
Go ahead, Denise. Look, hold on. Wait.
What?
This person says, don't know if it's a work, but I hate how Sean treats you and talks
to you. I do too. I hate how Why? I get treated on this show.
Muted. Anyway, guys, Denise will be here for Triple Mania on Saturday with Carlos Toro, and she'll be here on Sunday with Steven Jensen for Slammiversary. Denise, are you excited?
For Slammiversary?
Me? Probably not. I'll pop in the first few minutes. I'll do the breaking news stuff.
I'm going to come in and, you know, steal our sunshine, ruin my flow as the lead host, and then butt out.
Denise, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to show up there. Come on! Yeah!
By the way,
give me some baby face fire.
Say triple manía or I'm not doing the show.
Let's go!
Say it the Spanish way.
Tripe mania. There you go.
Dude, triple mania. I'm dead.
I'm learning Spanish, Denise.
Yeah, I know. I heard from your super chats that you get like once a month in Spanish. Yeah, I know. Sean, to my freaking face, you literally lied to me and you said, oh, yeah, I'm picking up Spanish. And my dumbass believed it. And I'm like, oh, maybe he's learning Spanish from someone. Then you're like, oh, yeah, from the super chats. I was like, this fucking guy.
Denise, estoy aprendiendo español.
¿Y cómo va?
Leave us a thumbs up, guys. I would greatly appreciate it.
Sean.
What?
¿Cómo va tu español? ¿Va bien? ¿Te gusta?
Denise.
¿Cuántas estrellas te das?
Denise.
De una a cinco. ¿Cómo vas?
Voy a ver tu mamá pronto.
¿Y qué le vas a decir?
Leave a thumbs up. I would greatly appreciate it. Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
All right. You can find me in Sean's worst nightmares. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. I am on my way to 60K. And I also have a brand new YouTube channel called Denise's Pieces. Go there because I'm almost at 300 subscribers, but the videos are going up and I'm trying to make it a thing. Okay. And Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. Twitter, I'm almost at 70K. So come give some love. Sean, don't say anything about your Twitter channel because I know that you're thriving so much more than I am. And it's depressing.
What would I say? Like, La Madre de Denise Mi Amara? Like that? Would I say that? What? Your mother's going to love me. Until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWYN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWYN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.